The Church and Council of Vicars ordained by the Archangel Langhorne in God's name have been corrupted, Stainer continued in that same calm, unflinching voice. Offices, decisions, pardons, writs of approval and attestation, as well as writs of condemnation and anathematization, are sold and bartered for, and the very authority of God is twisted and abused for the ambition, arrogance, and cynicism of men who call themselves vicars of God. We send to you with this message evidence attesting to and confirming that which we now tell you in our own words. He paused very briefly and then looked up, no longer reading, but reciting from memory as his eyes swept the strained, silent faces which filled that mighty cathedral. We indict Zomsen Trenaire, called a Vicar of God and Chancellor of the Church of God, and with him Alain Maguire, Robert Duquerne, and Zaspar Clintan, who also call themselves Vicars of God, for crimes against this kingdom, this archbishopric, Holy Mother Church, and God himself. We offer you proofs that they, acting in concert as the so-called Group of Four, did, in fact, organize and direct the recent attack upon the people of Corris. That Zomsen Trenaire, individually and all of them in concert, did, in fact, use their personas as Knights of the Temple Lands to incite and command the kings of Dolar and Taro, the queen of Chisholm, and the princes of Emerald and Coruscant to league together for the express purpose of utterly destroying this kingdom with fire and the sword. That they misused, misdirected, and stole funds from Mother Church's own coffers to finance their plan to destroy Corris. That they and others like them have systematically and continuously abused their positions and their authority in the pursuit of personal power, wealth, prestige, and luxury. We can no longer turn an ear which does not hear, nor an eye which does not see upon this ongoing pattern of vile corruption. The high offices of Mother Church are neither the negotiable virtue of some street-corner strumpet, nor the plunder of footpads and thieves to be disposed of to receivers of stolen goods in dark rooms, hidden from all honest eyes. They are trusts from God, held in the service of God's children, yet in the hands of those vile men who have been permitted to poison God's own church, they have become tools of oppression, abuse, and the casual ordering of mass murder. We, the Archbishop of Corris, speaking of, for, and with the consent of our dread sovereign, King Caleb II, can and will abide no further degradation of Mother Church. The mother of all men and women has become the harlot of Shanwei herself. For she has permitted all of the evils enumerated in this message and its accompanying proofs not simply to exist, but to prosper. Accordingly, we can no longer hold ourselves, or our rulers, or the children of God in our care, slavishly obedient to the men who sell that harlot's favors to the highest bidder. We separate ourselves from them and from you, and we cast you out, for you have permitted them to flourish like noxious weeds in the garden which God has entrusted to you. The Archbishopric of Corris, as the Kingdom of Corris, rejects the authority of murderers, rapists, arsonists, and thieves. If you cannot purge the church of such cankers and poisons, then we will cleanse ourselves of them. And, God willing, in the fullness of time, we will purge Mother Church herself of those who profane the vestments and rings of their offices with every breath they breathe, every decision they make. We do not come lightly to this point, to this decision, Michael Stainer told the far-distant head of the Council of Vicars, while his eyes bored into the faces, expressions, and souls of his flock. We come to it with tears and sorrow. We come to it as children who may no longer serve a mother they have always loved, because her only ambition has become the systematic enslavement and murder of her own children. Yet, however it may grieve us, however deeply we may wish that it were not so, we have come to this point, to this decision. Here we will stand, for we can do no other, and we appeal to the ultimate judgment of the God who created us all to judge between us and the true fathers of corruption.